for.
Darth Vader vowed to return one day.
He's back. Don't try to hide. Can't go nowhere.
Oh.
Go, everything on it.
Ah! 501 in the capital city. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. It's the Slight Surface Noise Sound System. That last 45 minutes was brought to you by the one, the only Chew La Rock. Enjoy.
I explained a little bit about what we're doing here. Mainly, we're interested in catching a grizzly bear, and we decided in order to catch the grizzly bear, we had to set the stage, because those grizzly bears are hard to get out of the woods, you know. And you gotta sort of edge them on out easy. Is everybody there? I don't even know if there's any grizzly bears over that side. Vinny, you there? Peter, are there grizzly bears behind you? Okay, how about the drums? Is there any... No way, back there. All right, here we go. Frightened the grizzly bears, dig? When we're little, we have grizzly bears that live in our closet. Grizzly bears that hide underneath the bed. Well, this cat was so paranoid about grizzly bears, he had little teeny tiny grizzly bears that hid behind the bristles on his toothbrush. He had smaller grizzly bears even that hid under the hairs on grandmother's face that you didn't talk about. And all those grizzly bears, they just growl all over the place. And he laying there in bed and he hiding under the pillows. He hiding under covers and pull them way up top, but the grizzly bear couldn't get him. He look out just for a minute, see any grizzly bear there. I'm going to see you go and set the foot of his bed. Ain't his daddy, ain't his mama, ain't a grizzly bear. He say, rawr! He could not be scared of grizzly bears all his life. He'd have to go out and find either a place to hide from those grizzly bears, or he'd have to meet that grizzly bear on his own home territory and do him harm. So he put a little gun, a little knife in his pocket, and he went trailing out. Got on his bicycle, he rode all the way to California. He said, maybe if I join myself up with a motorcycle gang, that grizzly bear will be frightened to death of the motorcycle cats, and he won't come around bother me. So he went looking for the biggest, baddest, worstest, most terrible, mean, and nefarious motorcycle gang in the world. That's what he found. That was their name. They had it on the back of their black leather jackets and brass studs, and they kept two brass stud makers in business just making a stud to make that name in the back of their jackets. And he walked up to the leader. He said, hello, leader. I want to join up with your gang so that grizzly bear can't get a hold of me and eat me and do all terrible things in my body. He said, sure, you can join us, kid. You just gotta fight Teeny Tiny over there. He looked over, and Teeny Tiny was the meanest of them all. He weighed 714 pounds. He had a mini bike with a jet engine under it. A lot of pickup on that bike. He could go in so fast, so far, he had to wear cast iron underwear. In case he wanted to stop, he just slid off the back of the bike, let sparks fly three or four counties. Well, he looked over that grizzly bear coming down the hill on a Honda 50, and he looked a Teeny Tiny, and he decided on the grizzly bear. The grizzly bear decided on all of them. He came roaring in, and he said, rah! Well, there were motorcycle cats flying every direction, and that old grizzly bear, he right out in their tail. This cat, he ran inside a church. He figured a lot of people hide in a church. Why shouldn't he? He was hiding under a pew, and this cat came walking up to him in a Zorro suit. You know, it was all beautiful, hanging down, black then. He said, can I help you? And the cat said, I'm afraid of the grizzly bear. cat said to him, you don't have to be afraid of nothing in here. You just join on our society and we'll take care of all your needs. Sign on a dotted line, become part of us, and you can hide here forever. Just then, while he was talking, the grizzly bear came in the back of the church. His cat looked up. His preacher type cat, he saw that grizzly bear. I tell you, folks, he ran over 4 baptismal fonts, 16 silver candlesticks, 4 choir boys, and an associate pastor on the way out the back door. And he showed up, didn't the grizzly bear say, ah! That wasn't the way he could operate at all. He had to go face that grizzly bear. He hiked his little body down to Louisiana. He was looking all around for that grizzly bear. He went up a tall mountain looking for the grizzly bear. Kept slipping and sliding up that mountain. He got to the top and there was this great big tree. Yeah, you know who's behind that tree, don't you? Yeah, one Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs, baby. Just then, up and behind the tree came the grizzly bear, and he was 47 feet tall. He had yellow teeth, because he never brushed them. He had red eyes, because you know what he was doing behind that tree, huh? It was very hip there. Right? He had snaggly, faggly hair, because he never combed it. He looked sort of like a football player coming out of the shower. He looked down at his cat, he say, you ready for this now? Zero! He had to get away from that bear, so he pulled his portable skateboard out of the back of his park and he went slipping, sliding down the hill. He was going 412 miles an hour down that hill now. He was going past Maserati, he was going past Yamaha, he was touring down that hill. He went past that old bear with his Honda 50. Went the bear. He failed to negotiate a very dangerous curve and he crashed through the front door of his big old white house. Inside that house, there was a meeting of the, let's keep everything exactly the way it always has been, the way our grandpappies built it, with a sweat of their brow and the muscle of their arm society. They were sitting around there painting each other red, white, and blue. They were grooving on a mother. They had a mother stuffed in the closet. And there was a tang in there, and they were grooving on it. They were eating apple pie. And then they ran out of apple pie, but the cat came. He walked through the door and said, I got the pie here from Mother. What do I do with them? And they say, just put them up against the wall there, Mother Trucker. Yeah, and he did. And just at that point, the bear came through the door. I tell you, folks, there was apple pies. There was Mother's. There was America Love It or Leave It stickers. There were 47,000 red, white, and blue people heading out every window, every door. All the bear did was say, he got a little further down the hill and he met a bunch of freaks. They were all sitting around. They were beautiful cats. Man. They had hair way down to their whatever. And they're all wearing beads and sitting around a big circle. They're passing around his funny little pipe and breathing deep and kind of funny and just sort of thing. They were saying things like, oh wow. They all say, oh wow. They said that for 14 days. Oh, wow. Just then the leader of the group stood up. He was the most articulate cat they ever found. He flunked out of 4 Ivy League colleges, dropped out of 3 state universities, and was about to liberate the local nursery school. He was standing there looking around when the bear came through the back door. Being as articulate as he was, he looked up and he said, oh, wow. That's heavy. The bear, he said, rah. I said, he said, rock! Out the door, their eyes were looking like the road maps to Red China, and they're running down the road so fast, so furious, and hair and cigarette papers flying in the air, and bottles of patchouli tripping over there. He was doing all kinds of weird things, and the cat, he finally had enough, so he saved himself. He said, whoa! He said, whoa, baby, I can't run anymore. He said, I ran away from this bed too long already. I can't run away from this bed anymore. So he reached in his back pocket. And there was the pearl-handled Freudian pistol that his grandpappy had given in case he ever met up with a situation just like this. He reached out with that pearl-handled pistol. He pointed at the bear, and the gun said, ka-chow. And the bear said, oh. And he fall down. And he start walking towards that old bear. He walked right up to that bear, and he reached in the back of his pocket, and he pulled out a pearl-handled Freudian knife that his grandmammy had given him just in case he ever walked into a situation just like this. Walked up to that bear and he started cutting along the dotted lines. Yeah. He started peeling back all that bear fur. He peeled it all back. He wanted to see what it was he'd been scared of all his life. The thing that had frightened him to death. Frightened me to death. Frightened everybody to death. He peeled it back, Lord God, right in the middle of that bear. There was a full color, full size portrait. Spiro T. Agony. He said, rah!
Epic about a grizzly bear that says rawr. It's my way of wishing Chula Rock back into the wide world of Richmond, and also inadvertently the Tuesday morning zoo crew track by way of Slight Super Noise Sound System. Hopefully Anna will have many more zoo filled tracks for you on the Tuesday morning breakfast plan. We've got 45 minutes till all that goes down, so let me get back into the music with some disco edits of Sly and the Family Stone.
One of these days before the law, we'll
the street.
Time is passing, I grow older, things are happening fast. All I have to hold on to is a simple song at last. Let me hear you say,
just move. But when I get the urge to hold you tight, I'm willing and ready to pay any price. Cause I'm hooked on your love, yeah.
Hooked on your love.
Baby, I'm hooked
on your love.
Hooked
on your love.
Baby, I'm hooked
on your love.
If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison is the kind of thing you're not supposed to touch. Old prescriptions, cleaning stuff, or spider bites and such. If you swallowed something bad or think you took too much, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're the people you can trust.
For poison emergencies or just questions, the Poison Control Center hotline is here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. We hope you never need us, but keep our number by the phone.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Have you been wanting to know why your dog starts barking at 1 o'clock in the morning? He or she is telling you it's time for dog germs. Okay, even if your dog is not giving you the message, you could still listen to WRIR Tuesday night from 1 to 3 a.m. for Dog Germs, hosted by Tommy, featuring old and new industrial, electronica, plus goth, and new wave, and whatever else we can fit in within a two-hour show. That's Dog Germs, Tuesday nights from 1 to 3 a.m. on WRIR, Richmond's independent radio station. Your dog knows what's good for your ears.
Go anywhere that you wanna go. Meet anybody that you I need you to fulfill.
Another one of those late night, early mornings where it's burning up in the studio. Got 10 minutes left before Miss Anna will be here with the Tuesday Morning Breakfast Blend. Zoo Crew, full effect. It's a wild party. The monkey's being very cheeky. And the girl's very, very bevy. Or bevy full. I don't remember. But that is why I'm low on the totem pole of Tuesday Morning Zooness. But yeah, let's step in out of the disco and into the realm of the echo and the steppin' and the dubbin'. And then I will hear from y'all next week. Thanks for listening to the Slate Surf Noise Sound System. That's it. That's all it is now. It's no longer an all-nighter because I got my own official title on our awesome, cool new website, which you can check out by going to www.wrir.org for about the next 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. My post on the blog of never endingness will be at the top, and you know, you like a Trey, you can comment and get involved and argue the finer points of why Artex drowned in the sea or the swamp of sadness. And yeah, I really wish I had the theme song to Never Ending Story right now to play, because it's really rad. It's by Eno Morricone, and it's really cosmic-y, cheesy disco with someone belting out the Never Ending Story. And I'm not very good at singing, so I'll just get into the club route. Enjoy.